The story of Jesus walking on the water occurs in three of the four Gospels, but it is only in the Gospel of Matthew that we have the additional part about Peter. Peter finds himself sinking into stormy seas when he begins to fail. But don't miss it. Peter walked on water. He walked on water just like Jesus did. He sinks, certainly, after a few steps, but for a brief moment, Jesus walked on water. I remember the first time I studied this story intensely. I was actually a graduate of seminary serving in my third parish, I guess, so I'll be humble about this. And I finally found a personal relationship with this story in a way I had never felt before. We were reading this book. It was written by John Ortberg, who's a fabulous minister of Christian education. He used to work at Willow Creek, which is a big church out in the Chicago area. And then he now works in the California area at a Presbyterian church as their associate pastor for Christian education. And he writes curriculum and writes books, and he's a fabulous teacher. And he wrote this book called, If You Want to Walk on Water, listen to this, you have to get out of the boat. And you know, that seems like such a simple phrase, doesn't it? If you want to walk on water, you have to do what? Get out of the boat. And I never really put that understanding into this passage before until I did that study. And part of it is I realized if we want to do amazing things, and if we want God to do amazing things through us and in us, we have a part in that. We need to take risks. Now, you know, I'm not one of those adventurer types who likes to go to New Zealand and does the zip line and stuff like that. I think, actually, Wendy, you just did a zip line, right? Was it amazing?
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Okay. You know, and so there's nothing wrong with taking risks for adventure's sake and for fun. I know we're going to go on the safari off-road adventure. Maybe it's going to have a little bit of risk. Who knows? But, you know, the animals might, you know, come up to our window. You know, we used to go through that safari when I was younger, and the monkeys used to come onto your car, and they would, like, almost come inside, and they would scrape your roof and your window. Did you guys ever have that experience? Okay, so it could be dangerous. Who knows? There might be a level of risk in going to the safari off-road adventure. But assuming that we're not talking about adventurous risks, assuming we're talking about faith risks, it's a different story. If you want God to work in your life, you have to take a risk. You have to get out of the boat. Now, let's look at this story a little bit differently. I mean, you heard us, you know, the beautiful lady singing about it, and you heard us talking about it in a sort of different type of drama this morning for our scripture reading. But the disciples got into the boat and they were told by Jesus to go on ahead of him. And the story takes place where John the Baptist, who, do you remember who John the Baptist was? It was Jesus's cousin, right? And they were good friends. And John the Baptist had just been killed. And John the Baptist was very close to Jesus, and so Jesus was mourning his loss. And he wanted to go up onto a mountaintop and pray and be by himself. But the crowds wouldn't let him. They followed him wherever he went. So he sent his disciples ahead of him in a boat and told them to go out there. And then when they're out there in the boat, guess what happens? A big storm comes along, right? And it starts shaking the boat. And have you guys ever been in the water when there's a big storm on a boat? Is it a pleasant experience? How many of you get seasick? Anyone? My sister went bluefish sailing one time in the middle of the night to go fishing. And she came home. I never saw her face ever that color before. I didn't even know your face could turn that color. It was like a greenish, purpley blue thing. And I was like, are you alive? What happened to you? And apparently she had never been so sick in her entire life. So these guys, okay, the disciples of Jesus, who were fishermen, by the way, were out in the boat. And they were fishing, but there was a huge storm. But it doesn't say they were terrified by the storm. They were terrified because when they looked up from the storm, they saw someone walking on the water towards them, and it looked like a ghost. Have you ever been afraid of a ghost? Maybe? In the past? Someone or something that haunts you? Well, this image of some shape, some form, was coming to them on the water while they were in this storm. And they, it says, were terrified. Take courage, Jesus says. It is I. Do not be afraid. And here's Peter. Now, remind you, Peter becomes the rock of the church. And we already dwell on the fact that he denies Jesus three times, if you remember that. We like to pick on him about that. But here's something kind of unusual. He says, he tests God, which I don't know if is the best use of our time, but he says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Lord, if it's you. So Peter does not believe originally that it's Jesus. And so Jesus gives in to his wishes and says, come. And then Peter got out of the boat and he came towards Jesus, and both of them were standing on the water. But then along came the wind. And Peter, who was once terrified, both of the ghost and possibly of the sea, turns his face from Jesus to look and see what other things are there. And what happens to him? Splash! He sinks. So Jesus knows that Peter had a little bit of faith, right? Because, I mean, originally, he got out of the boat and he walked towards Jesus and he asked him to say, come. So he says, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And, of course, there's no answer to the question. But they climbed into the boat and the wind dies down, and then those who were in the boat worshipped Jesus. Truly you are the Son of God. I wish I could tell you that Jesus doesn't send us storms to teach us. I wish I could tell you that that wasn't true. But I'll tell you what, when we are in times of trouble, it is when our true Christian character shows its head. We either remain faithful and remain patient. I don't know if you're in some sort of a storm, but I can tell you what, people in Jackson around us are in stormy times. Some people are looking for work. Some people are awaiting health news from the doctor. Some people don't know if they have enough money to pay their bills. Some people really want to be married or really want to have a baby, and those things can't happen. What are we doing for ourselves who are in the storm, or for those around us? What gave Peter the ability to walk on water? First of all, it was a little bit of faith. You heard already once before, maybe, that all we need is the faith of a mustard seed to move mountains. Mary was showing me the other day, I think we got to share it with Meg when we were visiting her mom, but there's a little teeny weeny necklace that she has that her grandma gave her, right? And inside of it is a mustard seed. And seriously, if it's not magnified, you can barely see the mustard seed. I mean, it is that teeny, teeny weeny. And when I think of that passage, that if we have just a little bit of faith, we can move mountains, that's the first thing that Peter had. The second thing is Peter had courage. He took a risk that was necessary for Christ, and he got out of the boat. And number three, this is the most important, he kept his eyes on Jesus. In the storms, it's easy sometimes to feel that wind and the rain and the storm of life taking over and to take your eyes away and to let yourself sink. We are the body of Christ. We are his hands and his feet in this world. And we can reach out and help someone else who is sinking and lift them up, just as Jesus did. And if we ourselves are sinking, we know that Jesus will be with us and will rescue us. There was a story once, I'm going to end on a lighter note. There was these two seasoned Christians who'd been going to church for a lot of years, and they invited a new church attender to come with them fishing. So they went into this area where they always fish, and all three of them put their poles in, and they were looking for yummy fish to serve for dinner, right? And they were having a gay old time, as we would say, right? And then all of a sudden, the one guy gets up out of the boat and appears to the new Christian as walking on water. He's just walking along. And so the Christian that's new looks at these guys and he's like, what's going on? Like, this man is, you know, walking on water. And then the other seasoned Christian gets out and he seems to walk on water, right? Okay, again, this story seems to walk on water. And so the new Christian decides, hey, I can do this. And so he gets up out of the boat and he sinks. And the seasoned Christians look at each other and they go, oops, I guess we forgot to tell him about stepping stones. I know it's not as funny as I wanted it to be. But you get the gist, right? We need to help each other with stepping stones and not glorify in other people's failings and sinking and doubting, but instead we need to help them along the way. So I remind you the words of Jesus, you of little faith, why did you doubt? It is I, the Lord. Amen. And now we come to the time of communion.